Good morning, Excellencies, dear colleagues. Mr. President, since this is the first time I'm taking the floor under your presidency, I would like to warmly congratulate Ambassador Musa Yavanhu on the assumption of the CD's last presidency in 2019. Rest assured, Excellency, of my delegation's full support and coordination. I would also like to thank your predecessor, the distinguished Ambassador of Vietnam, for his able leadership and wisdom during his presidency. Mr. President, my delegation welcomes your pragmatic approach by concentrating on finalizing of the CD report 2019 in order to submit it to UNGO on time. We also support your logic and wisdom to conclude the CD report through transparent consultations with member countries as well as different groupings. We thank you for the advanced copy of the draft report and would like to share some preliminary comments pending receipt of our instructions from Capitol. The report should reflect our common and shared value of the CD as a single multilateral negotiating forum, a consensus-based institution which is mandated to negotiate legally binding instruments on disarmament and its four core substantive issues. In this line, in the report, we would like to propose the important part of the Secretary General's statement, which stresses the importance of total disarmament, to be also added to the report. Any attempt to politicize the institution of the CD are unacceptable. Therefore, there is no room for such issues with political incentives to appear in the final report. We need to revive the long-standing reporting tradition in the CD, which was only interrupted last year due to obsessive approach by one delegation. We should not let the single precedent to repeat itself this year. No discriminative treatment with respect to the CD's presidency is acceptable, as CD's member states enjoy sovereign equality and shall be treated as such in accordance with the rules of procedure. We deplore any attempt to debase rule number 9 of the rules of procedure regarding CD's presidency by alphabetical rotation. We commend all CD's presidents in 2019 who conducted their work in a professional manner by trying to come up with a consensual program of work. On working methods, we have yet to receive any convincing argument as to the necessity of its review. We have still different questions unanswered on the modality, dimensions, content, and as well as its final purpose. Therefore, it's premature to address an issue with this amount of ambiguity at this juncture. We firmly believe the stalemate in the CD is not caused by the limitation in number of its member states. Rather, it's simply because of lack of political will from the part of a few. With this in mind, we have no difficulty with membership issues if it only focuses on expanding membership. I thank you very much, Mr. President.